The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I'm supposed to be joined by Craig Compton. He just texted me. He's just pulling up now, so he'll be storming through the doors, all tan. He's been in Mexico since just before Thanksgiving, so he missed all of our cold balderdash weather, and I'm going to give him crap. Well, we'll see how much he takes anyway. Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Sorry about that dead air for a few moments, but I've been waiting for Craig Compo, and I didn't want to go on without him. So I just had dead air for a few moments, and he's storming up the stairs, I think, as we talk. And he's been in Mexico since just before Thanksgiving. So he missed our cold break. And, hey, it's beautiful outside. My God, it's 25, 30 above in Fairbanks. You're probably 35 above on the outlying hill area. Oh, yeah. How much fun can we have? But, man, it had to happen. Had to get warmer sometime. So what the heck? So Craig's going to be with us through the end of this, the bottom of the hour, and then he'll take off and we'll have some things to talk about. So, but that's, anyway, my goodness, what are we going to do this weekend? What are we doing today? It's here. We got great weather. Finally have good weather, and man, have we been waiting for it. Last night, or yesterday in the early evening, I should say. Oh, here's Craig. Oh, he's finally here.
Yes.
You're finally here, Craig. Yes. You know, for spending 6 weeks in Mexico, you don't look too tan.
Well, I don't know. I feel good.
What do you mean, you don't know? There's something you don't know? Your football team plays this weekend,
and
you don't know?
I would have been here sooner, but my flip-flops came off coming up your stairs.
So. I thought you were getting out of your swim trunks.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great.
Good. I don't know what everybody was complaining about.
I don't want to hurt you so bad. Here. I even put on my show last week that we wanted to hurt you. You know, I said, yeah, I called you the warm-up band for Fairbanks Foodies. You're in Mexico, and you missed all this weather, and so, I want to hurt you.
I got to tell you, the longest vacation I've ever been on in my life was 16 days years ago to Hawaii. I was gone 45 days. I left the 29th of November. It was snowing like crazy at the airport. The next day, it dropped radically, and I came back yesterday. And I had these reservations.
You know,
I had these reservations
in
October.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to raffle off tickets to beat up Craig.
Okay.
What's on your mind, sir? You got papers in front of you.
Oh, I do. Well, this is weather-related stuff.
Oh,
so
my,
I just thought
it
would be appropriate weather-related.
Here. Okay.
So, again, I was gone 45 days.
You know, Noah only had to put up with 40 days of rain.
Yeah. So the average temperature in Fairbanks between the day I left, December 30th, 29th, 30th, and January 15th was approximately 29 below Fahrenheit. This period was characterized by an extreme and historic cold snap. December 2025 was the eighth coldest December on record, and a long stretch of sub-zero temperatures continued into January. And just on a side note, lowest temperature recorded was 51 below on January 4th, 2026. That was the coldest recorded. Temperatures around midnight were 43 below on the last day of the year.
I can tell you feel really good about missing it.
I was just, this is just historical information. I needed to, so now here's the other thing that I think I need to read. It says, while exact real-time data isn't available in historical snippets, Playa del Carmen, where I was, from late December 25 to mid-January, was about an average temperature of about 73 degrees.
Oh.
82 during the day. Often in the upper 70s and 80s. We did have a couple days of rain.
Okay, the technical question for you is, what was your average beer intake per day?
Oh. So, you know, there's a big difference.
Cerveza.
Yeah.
And do you put lime in your cerveza or not?
I put fresh lime. So I got.
So you're fighting scurvy while you're down there.
I bought a bag of 30 limes for $3. $2.70 for a 30 pack.
Did you negotiate on it?
No.
Oh.
They were so cheap I couldn't.
Did you give him a tip? Take $3 and don't give me back any pesos?
I think I may have given him. Yes, I did. I gave him, about a $5 worth of pesos, but. Oh, it's just, you know, it's really nice to get out of here, but for the cold snap. But I've had people asking me since I came back for stock tips, for all kinds of stuff, because it's, how do you get the timing so right? And it was, I made these reservations
in
October.
I look at it this way. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah, well.
And anyway, you got lucky, my friend.
And I need to be lucky Saturday, because we have a ball game against the Seahawks that's going to be really tough. It's going to be tough. We got 17
people. It's the rubber match.
17 people off the team. They can do it, but everything's going
to
happen.
Everyone this time of year has a lot of people that hurt. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Not that many. I think the Niners second most damaged team as far as players and some really key players, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm surprised.
Their quarterback's looking good. Their defense is looking really good.
But you heard what happened now with what's their quarterback's name?
Starts with the
Seahawks.
Goff.
No. Seahawks. Darnold.
Darnold.
Yeah. He's got some stomach issue. May not play. Very Ooh. Likely may not play. And they're bringing in. Oh, I forget who their backup is.
You know. No.
You know who it is. Who used to play for? Was it Buffalo?
First of all, do you think I care?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. your team, like us, will be watching it on the TV.
Yeah. Do you think I care? I'm getting really excited about the draft in April. and you walk down this hallway here, and it's like you're going down Seahawks Lane.
Oh,
you
know, I
mean, people got tattoos about
the
Seahawks.
I was in the Seattle airport yesterday, and I didn't have my Niner hat on.
You didn't?
No.
Did you have your F Dallas shirt on?
No, I didn't have that. I wish I – do you still have yours? No, you didn't have one.
I did not have one of those, Craig.
You have the jacket.
Yeah, I have the jacket you gave me from
– yeah.
Yeah, you gave me that jacket, what, about 1995?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have that.
That's great, the cowboy jacket. Yeah, I remember the T-shirt. We probably can't say what exactly it says, but it had the letter F in it. It had the Dallas Star in it, and I remember buying one in the parking lot party, the first tailgate party I'd ever been to in my life.
Yeah, we went to the football game
during the catch in 82, and I put that shirt on. I was so proud. We walked up the escalator. I sat down next to a 78-year-old woman with the same shirt on. I said, "We're going to get along just fine."
And then there's me.
And then there's Dave.
And Compo, and Broker, and Renee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kenny and Renee were with us.
Yeah. Hey, there was one Dallas fan out of 66,400 people, and I was a Dallas fan.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I went a few years ago to the Seahawks game in Seattle against the Niners, and the Niners stopped them on the 1-inch line on the last play. The loudest crowd in the history of sports got to be the quietest crowd in the history of sports in 1 second. It was, and you could hear me yelling over everybody. Yeah!
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Honey, you want to come out? I haven't seen you since Glass Doctor installed our custom shower enclosure.
No thanks.
Well, you can't keep eating breakfast in the shower. And laminating your magazines is getting expensive. You remember we have guests coming over tonight, right?
Oh, I'm sure they'd love to see the shower.
It's our neighbors, and I highly doubt they want to be hanging out in our bathroom.
The shower's so good, you'll never want to leave. Visit glassdoctor.com today and schedule an appointment online.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues. Slight chance for a mix of freezing rain and snow this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 33. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows around 12. A dusting of snow Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I got C.C. Ryder, Craig Compo, in the studio here, back from his uninterrupted 47 days in the hole in Mexico.
Down Playa del Carmen. You know, we stay at what is considered the safest place in Mexico. It's a community called Puerto Adventuras, or Port Adventure, I guess is what you'd call it. But it's between Playa del Carmen and Cancun. It's about an hour out of Cancun. And
you're on the Yucatan.
It's really warm. I mean, the water's real warm down there, a lot nicer than over, you know, on the other side. But it's beautiful there, and the people are really nice. My cousin, who has the unit right next to me, I have a place down there now, so he looks exactly like my dad, and so it's really special to me to go down there. His mannerisms, everything. So we'll have beer together, we'll have tequila shots together, whatever. And he's got a beautiful boat. We go out fishing on it.
What's his name?
Randy Rawls. Randy Rawls, yeah. And so Randy is, I'll show you some pictures, but it's uncanny how he looks like my dad. So it's kind of like drinking with my, having beers with my dad down there. How do you beat that?
You're a sick person. You are sick, man. That's why you're in the studio here. Do you like the purple padded walls?
Yes,
you
I love them. I bounce off them.
Jesus.
Another thing I wanted to tell you that I don't know if I've announced yet, we are... A couple of things. We have.
You're not running against Dan and Mary, are you?
Not running for anything.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, when you say announce,
I am on it. I got appointed by the governor to the Alaska Recreational Trails Advisory Committee, which reports to
commission.
Commission, which reports to Department. Now they switched it over to DOT.
Oh,
so that was the big switch. This is the first one. So Jen Uhas is on it as the diversified user. I'm a motorized user. There's three or four others on it. Hopefully get some good things done for trail use and fighting certain trail things
like the long trail.
Oh yeah. Oh, now funny you should mention that. That hasn't come up yet. We just had our initial meeting, so that's good. I'm going to. It's a 3-year term, so I'm excited to be
good
on that.
You. Yeah, this got reappointed to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
Oh, good.
Yeah. 3-year term.
Yep. Yeah. That's good. Anyway, and the nice thing is you can do it from anywhere, including Mexico. You can be on. It's a Zoom call.
It is nice, isn't it?
It was funny. The very first meeting, a minute before I get on the Zoom call, my daughter, Lizzie, who's down there with her whole family, because they homeschool, and they're down there for a couple months, she said, as soon as my meeting's about to start, she said, Dad, the golf cart broke down. It's on the side of the road. So I'm racing over there trying to figure out. I got it going, but it was like... My very first
meeting. That's a calamity. Yeah. The golf cart broke
down.
Well, that's
what everybody drives over there in this community. I was starting to talk about it. It's so funny because even her with her little young kids, they're running all over the place. It's not even like you're in a big city. There's and it's so hard to get into this. You know, it's they're really good about security there. So it's just real comfortable. Everybody's friendly. It's just nice. But I know people are fairly sick of hearing about
this. What do you think about the Mary Pitola entry into the race?
I don't think she's really got a. I really think she's going to get beat bad.
She's got nothing else.
I know. She's got nothing else. She's got a horrible track record. She's supported
but
she, by.
But it's a track record.
I know. It's a track
record. If the people who are supporting you are out of New York, AOC, Schumer, if these are your big supporters,
yeah.
What are you thinking? If the most important thing you had to do was remove yourself from the House chambers to take a pee when you didn't want to vote against the Democratic Party and vote for Alaska,
you have
an issue. Yeah.
It's really sad. That's the quality of person that wants to represent. I would at least listen to her a little bit if I wasn't extremely impressed with who she's running against.
Yeah.
Dan Sullivan, I was down for the Sturgeon hearing twice. I got to sit in on the last case that Scalia ever heard on the first Sturgeon hearing, and I got to sit in on a unanimous decision, by the way, and then the second
9-9.
The second one, 8-0 because it was still 9-0. Yeah, because we had Kavanaugh's first one. No, I think
There was no dissent vote.
That's right. Scalia got to hear, but he died before the decision, I think, is what it was. So it was 8-0, and then it was 9-0. It would have been 9-9, 9-0, 9-0.
Something like the Niners?
Yeah, 9-0. Yeah, Niners. Anyway, when I was down there, I went over to Dan Sullivan's office, and we chatted for quite a bit of time. We were talking about the Sturgeon case, and he was excited about it. It was going to be the next day. And Lisa was down there, so I was lucky. Now I got to sit between both of them and watch this. Just the architecture in that building is mind-boggling. I couldn't get over it.
Yeah,
I'm a kid from Fairbanks, right? And this is like, oh my god, this is a momentous decision that's coming up. And I sat there, and but before I did, the day before, I'm in the halls of the Senate there, and Dan Sullivan has got handfuls of documents, and he is running, not walking. He's running from meeting to meeting, getting in there and getting all this other work that wasn't Sturgeon related, other stuff. The work ethic of that guy, I think, is off the chart. And people can hate him or love him or for whatever
reason.
But
Lisa, Senator Murkowski is endorsing him.
Is or isn't?
Yeah, is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know.
That didn't surprise me.
Well, it's hard. She knows him. She knows how hard
he
works.
Her.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But anyway, for those that don't really know Dan, and I mean, like, I remember when Bobby's on Thanksgiving one day, we're handing food out to the, you know, we go in there and
excuse me, his name's Senator Sullivan.
I know.
Unless we're in his chambers. Dan.
Hey, Dan. I remember Dan was there as well, Senator Sullivan. And somebody was outside yelling at him, and you lazies, lazy. That's the last thing he is. Now, don't like his politics. I get it. He's not lazy.
He's the
hardest working guy I've ever seen.
And the fun thing about it is he's going to be up here, and he does it every year. He runs the Midnight Sun 10K.
Yeah. Well, he runs 4 miles every morning.
You know something? I think we should jump him and hurt him and not you.
How about this? That. Let's just put him and Mary in a marathon and winner take all.
There you go. But she had to do something.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't bringing in clients.
Well, why do you, there was rumors about running for governor.
Too much work.
Yeah.
Too much work.
Governor's hard.
Yeah. Most people don't understand what happened to Senator Frank Murkowski. When you're down in Washington, people don't see you.
Yeah.
Okay. He comes up here to be governor, and I like Frank.
I did too.
But all of a sudden, you can look at the foibles and everything about a person, and you're saying, are you kidding me? You are the poster boy to get thrown at.
Yeah.
And he did. Yeah. And he wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you even wrote songs about him, how his foibles.
Yeah.
You'd play those goofy things to me.
I did it my way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even people.
We'll have to play that
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, and he made tough decisions that he wasn't using for the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
And the first thing he did was cut off the longevity bonus for seniors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about it right, the first thing you do.
On an airplane.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Excuse me,
a private jet for the governor.
He had the and even though it was probably feasible,
needed,
didn't pass the smell test, right? It was a good idea, but it was the wrong time.
Yeah.
And then there was his gatekeeper who
But Mary understood that.
Yeah.
She's not being governor. My God, I want to be back in Washington, D.C. No
where
one sees me.
Where I can hide from my constituents.
You know, I get to have great dinners, go to parties. Yeah.
I honestly have not been less impressed with a politician of that stature, I think, that from Alaska.
Well, now comes the great race in-state governor. And everyone's starting to choose their lieutenant governors.
Yeah.
You know, we just had, you know, and Church. I've always been saying, if you're running from Fairbanks, click, you're governor running from Fairbanks, you're picking someone in the Anchorage area. Excuse me. If you're from Anchorage, you're looking for someone either from the interior or the Kenai Peninsula, something like that.
Right.
And we just had Josh Church get chosen.
Yeah, from Fairbanks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and has anybody, I've been out of the loop a little bit. I actually.
I'm sure we'll have other ones. Asked me.
Yeah. Have we had anybody that has announced a lieutenant governor other than Bronson?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been out of the loop. Who is it?
The Barbie girl. Showers.
Bernadette.
Yeah, Bernadette Wilson. I call her the Barbie girl.
Who did
girl.
She choose?
Mike Showers.
Shower.
Yeah,
really?
Huh. Yeah, quite.
The ultra conservative.
They're not diversified at all.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, they're not diversified at all.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. You know, you got to.
That's a hard right ticket there.
and it's all from the Matsu.
Yeah. Huh.
So they're not going to do well in Anchorage or Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They're not going to do as well as she's not going to do as well as she could have.
Okay, yeah.
Well, we're Bronson's from Anchorage, and being from Anchorage, I think he's going to be in the final four. You know, just look at him. Republican.
How is this going to shake out to four? I mean, obviously, how many of the, what, 13, 14? How many are there?
These are my final four now.
Okay.
Four. Click Bishop from Fairbanks.
Yeah, I agree.
Bronson from Anchorage.
Yeah, I got those.
Treg.
Yep, I got that one.
And
Wilson.
No.
You don't think she'll make the fun?
Adam Crum.
Oh, I like Adam too. Yeah.
Those are the four.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Wilson, she did not have a very good showing at the Young Republicans. In fact, she was exposed. In fact, she came in last. So the more she's out there, the more exposure she gets, the farther she drops in fast.
Huh.
That's my personal thought.
I haven't. I've been completely out of the loop. I've been approached by most of them, and they
for running for lieutenant governor.
No.
Oh, is there anything you can announce on the air here, Craig? Come on.
That is not going to happen. That'll happen as soon as ravens shoot out of my something, but nothing. It will not happen. But I do. I do. I'm just interested at what the process is going to be and how many and when they're going to start falling by the wayside. There's a lot of them that have to fall by the wayside.
I would say they're going to start falling by the wayside as soon as you see the first set of disclosures of income.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those who
– Yeah.
And you got people who are this – no matter what.
Who's raised the most money?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. And, you know, unless you're a – top five in raising money.
Imagine Taylor's probably near the top. He seems to be...
Who?
Taylor? Treg Taylor?
Treg, yeah.
Treg Taylor. Yeah. He seems to be getting in those circles where he's getting some good stuff. I've listened to all of them. I really like Crum. I like his economic stuff. He came to our meeting. I like...
You know, the four that I mentioned, I'm comfortable with either of those four being governor.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yep.
And what I want to see is Dahlstrom. She's starting a campaign now, the lieutenant governor.
Yeah,
what's she going to be able to do?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting, but you don't have her in the final four.
Not yet, but that's available to change.
Yeah.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. I'm going to give you some Billy Joel Stiletto, whatever bumper music that is. Just remember, if it's bad for you, you can... I got to sit here in a purple padded room, so I will talk to you later.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Anti-ICE protests continuing in Minneapolis as demonstrators clashed with federal agents. This after two ICE shootings in the Twin Cities in the span of a week. President Trump, he's threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act if agitators keep attacking federal officers.
I don't think there's any reason right now to use it, but if I needed it, I'd use it. It's very powerful.
That would mean deploying the U.S. military against residents of Minneapolis. The Insurrection Act has not been invoked since the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Minnesota Congresswoman Betty McCollum demanding ICE leave the state immediately says federal agents are only creating violence and chaos.
ICE and the Department of Homeland Security must suspend all their actions at once to stop the chaos and the physical danger. The actions of these agents, which are totally unprofessional and illegal, create great harm and fear.
DHS says they're only going after the worst of the worst. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports, as geopolitical tensions escalate on the world stage, Alaska finds itself at the center of a critical conversation about U.S. security and economic strategy. Recent developments, including threats to seize Greenland and political upheaval in Venezuela, are bringing renewed attention to the last frontier's strategic value. The rising tensions are not merely abstract concerns for Alaskans, according to Diane Hirschberg, an Arctic policy expert at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The state faces immediate security implications. We see Russian and Chinese ships off our coast and Russian jets flying over our airspace, and seeing what's happening with increasing tension with Russia over in Europe, that's going to have an effect on us, Hirschberg explained. But it also highlights Alaska's importance. Russian military activity in the region, including naval operations and aerial incursions into Alaskan airspace, serves as a stark reminder of the strategic competition unfolding in the Arctic. As global tensions continue to simmer, Alaska stands at a crossroads.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's VAXassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you.
Now taxes is so free. TurboTax, free edition only. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form, 1040 returns only. Now this is taxes.
Love that jam. Up next, commercials.
Intuit TurboTax free edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. "You are so handsome," she told her son. And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. Just me. Craig had to take off. He's going to be back on Monday. We're going to continue our chats and fun on Monday. I've missed him and the camaraderie that we have. We've done things, my goodness, with each other for over 50 years. And so we get going when we're on the air, and we try and keep it between the boundaries, but sometimes we just don't, and that's what makes it fun. Anyway, hey. It's 30 above in Fairbanks. Yesterday when I woke up is 20 below. Monday when I woke up is 40 below. So what did I do last night? I dug out my grill. Hello, my name is David. And I had not grilled anything in 4 months. And that ended last night. I did chicken. Are you doing something? Are you digging out your smoker? Your grill, your gas grill. Mine was a gas grill. It's time. And man, I nailed it. great crisp skin, succulent chicken. There were thighs, so the dark meat, moist. Oh man, I did not put any barbecue sauce on it. I could do that, but just nope. Wanted it plain. Wanted it as is. Tonight, you're going to take another stab at it. What should I do tonight? Call in 907-458-TALK, 458-8255. Call in to tell me what I should cook on my grill tonight. I've not gone to the store, but I'm going to cook something. And it will be a beef. I got to go beef. Is it a burger? Is it a steak? Is it a pork chop? Is it a Duroc 2-inch thick pork chop? Oh, but we can do that. I mean, my God. And took a photo of it and put it on Facebook. And, you know, it's just, you can see the trail through the 30 inches of snow to the grill. And it's, I covered it, you know, I had the grill cover on it, so there's no snow on the grill. I got all the snow off the grill cover, then removed the cover and did that. And if I cook a steak tonight, should it be a, should it be a New York steak? Should it be a ribeye? What should it be? You know, hey, anyway, whatever it is, it's going to be medium rare. Simple as that. A pork chop, that's going to be medium rare, a little bit more than a medium rare. Burgers, oh, juicy. Double cheeseburger, ready to go. Oh, yeah. And this is, you know, are you a cross-country skier? You're turned loose. I mean, my God. Now, I'm going to get on, you know, I was looking for it. I haven't looked in the last week, you know, since it's probably 30 and 40 below. They weren't trying to update their site. But this year, this winter, I want to try and get as many items on the Fairbanks North Scarborough Winter Trails Challenges done as I can. And I'm going to do that, and I'll keep you attuned to it. You know, on next Friday's show, that's going to be one of the themes that I talk about, getting that going. I'll try and get in maybe the head of Parks and Rec and stuff like that and get him in here and for next Friday. But there's a lot. It's weather-wise, hey, we've been through 20 to 40 below. We thought 10 below was vacation weather. You know, Craig said, the average temperature from when he left to when he came back was minus 29 below. The average. How much fuel did your house use? You know, me and my buddy Norman, we went, you know, I've not got a fuel truck delivery to my house in about 8 years. My buddy Norman, he's got one of those 125-gallon tanks on the back. And we went there last Saturday. You know, we went in September and got, I'd say, about, you know, 200 gallons. And I had, you know, 50 gallons in the tank. So I had 250 gallons out of a 300-gallon tank. So we went there on this last Saturday to start to replenish it after about 3.5 months. And we were in line for 40 minutes. You know, I'd never seen lines at the sourdough plant there. And it was like 10 below, you know, 15 below. And it warmed up, so everyone was getting fuel on a warm day. All these people on many of my Facebook friends, they were saying that they're on automatic fuel delivery, and they're getting worried. I mean, it's supposed to be this time of year every month, every 40 days, and they're getting worried and having to, you know, have people, you know, go get the jerry cans out and do it that way. And so anyway, but we've just come through a very cold December, January. And this afternoon, I'm going to throw the dogs in my car, and we're going to go walk Kramer's Field. We're going to go walk out there. We haven't done that. They've been cooped up, you know, and it's time for everyone to get uncooped up. Get your barbecue out. Get your cross-country skis out. The other night, you know, I think it was on Monday night, maybe Tuesday night, Emily and I went to Barnes & Noble, and we got a, you know, about 5:30 in the evening, and we got there. We had a nice table in front of the fire, the gas fireplace there, and that was fun, just getting out and doing stuff. And that was nice, and, you know, you take all your jackets off, and you're in front of a nice roaring fire that's legal. It's not burning wood or chips. It's legal. And we're just enjoying ourselves reading magazines. You know, I'm going through some cooking magazines and history magazines. But it's time to do that again. Oh, my goodness. We're, you know, for the next week anyway, it's not going to be 30 below. And if you want to help me hurt Craig Compo on Monday, we're all going to get in line and hurt Craig Compo for being in wherever he's at in Mexico, out of Cancun. He gets back, he leaves the day it starts snowing, and it drops the next day, and he gets back the day it starts getting better. But good for Craig. You know, hard worker, good person. He deserved it. He earned it. Good for him. What the heck? So, but what are you going to do this weekend? You know, do something outside. Tomorrow, we're going to take the dogs. We're going to do our downtown walk. Then we'll go over to Kramer's Field again. We're going to do the not going to do the trifecta, but we'll do two out of three. The trifecta is in the summer when Birch Hill is open for walking. And we do downtown Fairbanks, Birch Hill, and then we come down and we'll do Kramer's Field. And what the heck, you know? It's just time to do these things again and relax and enjoy that. But still don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I'm thinking, you know, if I'm going to go, I did chicken last night. Got more nights in a row, so I don't have to do it all at once. What am I going to do tonight? You know, this seems like just to break it out and do it right, a ribeye, a big ribeye. Now, how do you cook your steaks on something like that? And, hey, I've won a couple steak competitions, so I think I know how to do it well enough, but again, you know, you're looking at a gas grill surrounded by snow in the winter without practice and going in and out. And so, hey, I think I'm going to do a 3 minutes, then adjust it. You know, you do the 3 minutes, turn it 90 degrees, get the sear on, get the grill marks on, 3 minutes, turn it 90 degrees, 3 minutes, and cook it at about 375, maybe 400 degrees. Turn it over, 2 minutes, then 90 degrees, 2 minutes. That'll be 10 minutes of searing, and that should do it, depending on the thickness of it. That's a good inch and a half to inch and three quarter. That should work well. What flavorings am I putting on it? Am I getting you hungry out there, Fairbanks? Well, you should listen to my Fairbanks Foodie Show. It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and Craig Compo is my warm-up band with Compo's Outdoor. He's at 12:30, so he gets an audience ready for the pro. Yeah, that's right, Craig, if you're listening. And so anyway, and tomorrow is about North African cooking, North African flavors, North African style meats. And anyway, and couscous, yeah. So, but tonight, I got a feeling it's going to be a big, thick ribeye on the grill. And then, you know, knowing me, I've got these two smokers, and I've got a big green egg. I'm going to have to use one of the smokers. I'll probably use the WSM, and I'm not going to use the pellet smoker, but I will use the WSM. I got to do something in the WSM. Do I do ribs? Then I got the big green egg. So I got important decisions to make with food on the outdoors, and I'll figure it out. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Dearest Mother, I am writing you this letter from Brewster's. I recently was asked to go to a hockey game. It was told to me that before every game, there is a place where the spirit of camaraderie flows as freely as the ale. It is, of course, Brewster's. I decided to order one of my favorites, the award-winning handcrafted half-pound burger. Mother, I could eat one of those burgers for every meal and never tire of them. My new friends call going to Brewster's before the game pre-gaming. I will be doing this often. Your beloved son, Henry.
Well, it's dark, it's cold, but hey, at least we don't have to worry about a sunburn. Hey Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. This time of year absolutely wreaks havoc on our cars. Hard starts, no starts, is my winterization working? Heaters that aren't heating, how old is my battery? Brakes that are stiffer than a New Year's cocktail? Suspension that feels every single bump in the road? And life doesn't stop. You still have to get to work, drop off the kids, pick up the kids, do the shopping, and when you call your usual shop with a problem, they'll tell you they can get you in sometime this summer? Maybe it's time for a New Year's resolution. Stop waiting in line and call Fairbanks Nissan. Yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes and models, even yours. In fact, we probably do more work on other brands than we do on Nissans. And we work with almost all extended warranty companies, so you can call us even if you got your warranty somewhere else. When you need help in a hurry, not months from now, call Fairbanks Nissan. Schedule your service online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com. Fairbanks Nissan, here when winter doesn't wait.
2026 is now in full swing, and Fairbanks Urology, that means an 8-year anniversary of open doors and exceptional patient care. Fairbanks Urology, offering specialized care for men and women, and they're always ready to partner for an improved you. Even better, referrals aren't necessary. Appointments can be scheduled without a long wait. Fairbanks Urology, 1211 Cushman Street, right across from the City of Fairbanks Fire Station. Find them online at fairbanksurology.com. Stop by and meet the team.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for a mix of freezing rain and snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 33. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. A dusting of snow Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here with me. This ramble on, Led Zeppelin, you know what the heck. But things to do this weekend, get outside, go cook something, watch football. It's a great weekend of football. I mean, it's a great weekend of football, and some good games are going to be going on. You know, you have Denver and Buffalo at Denver. That's going to be a really good one. Then you have New England. Oh, boy. New England and Texas. Then on the NFC side, as Craig is, he's on pins and needles because he goes against Seattle, and Seattle looks good. And, you know, this is Fairbanks. For whatever reason, we have a lot of Seahawks fans in Fairbanks. You think it's because of the close proximity to Seattle, even though that's a whacked-out town now? But that's life. That's life. So, heck. Then, you know, 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, you have the Super Bowl, and the season's over. So, hey, enjoy it while you can. Do what you can. We're starting to come into the political season. And, you know, I texted Perry. He's in Anchorage this week. As soon as Mary Pitola got into the race, I texted him and said, "You're going to have a lot of revenue spent this year with your radio stations. It's going to be a good fiscal year for you." And you know, that's a, I, you know, when you have the Democratic establishment from the East Coast, which is a different Democratic establishment that I grew up with. When you have Chuck Schumer, who hates Alaska, tries to shut down our resources, raising money for Mary Petola, that's a scary thing. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Morning. It's Al.
Al, what are you up to? Are you running for lieutenant governor? Has anyone chosen you?
No, not yet.
Well, but odds are out there that it may happen. What's on your mind?
I believe I heard you and Brett Rodman talking the other day about snow, and either one of you or both of you agreed that snow that falls from the heavens onto your property is your property. Is that true?
Okay. Here's the rule. You cannot shovel snow from your driveway into the street. You can shovel snow on the sidewalk in front of you into the street. You cannot shovel your sidewalk, which I have, into the street, and I don't. That's the rule. If it hits your property, it stays where it lays. You can remove it. You can rearrange it wherever you want. And you're always going to have people. You're always going to have people who push it out into the street. You know, that's just the way it is.
Well, the city's a little different than the borough.
I don't know about the borough, but that's I gave you what the city does. You can't. Right. Yeah. So, and you live in the borough. So where do you push your snow?
In the street.
All right, yeah. You know, now that I'm not the mayor anymore, I don't have to worry about that. And
one, I don't shovel it, so.
I was pretty good. There was only one time where, you know, I got mad, and there was one time on my first or second year, and I was on not Aurora Drive, but I was in Aurora Subdivision. There was a street, and I saw this guy with a bobcat taking snow and pushing it across the street. And I drove up to him, I rolled down my window, I said, you can't do that. And he goes, yes, I can. On that side of the street, there's an easement for snow collection. And I wasn't gonna argue with him. I just laughed. Here I'm a real estate broker, know all the easements are. There's no such thing as a snow easement on a street, city street in Fairbanks. You know, yada yada yada. So I said, oh, okay. And then I had the head of public works go over and talk to the person, have him pull it back. And the guy was very mad. And he goes, well, who turned me in? He goes, you weren't turned in. You were caught by the mayor.
Some other question is mm-hmm. I guess we'll keep it to the city. Residents in the city aren't allowed to put their snow in the street.
No.
But city maintenance can put snow from the street in your driveway?
No, they cannot do that.
How do they keep them aprons all clean? Because I see a lot of times I go in people's driveway, there's a big berm after a snowfall.
They usually, when they do something like that, you know, they came down my street. I finally got snow plowed yesterday, and they did a plow and a removal. But what happens is when they just do the plowing, you're going to have berms, but it's not like the big ones where they're going down and getting to the hard pack. They're just doing the snow. And so you're going to have a berm no matter what, but it depends on the size. And, I remember I was living in Anchorage, Alaska, and I remember where Bill Egan lived, and he had passed away, and I was visiting down there. And I saw Bill Egan's house, and here's a big berm from a grader that put a big berm, you know, that got the hard pack off the snow, and it's front of his house. And here's Eva Egan out in the driveway with her car's backed out of the garage, and she's looking at the berm with a shovel. And I pulled over. I hadn't seen her. You know, I was in my mid-30s. I hadn't seen her since I was a teenager. Pulled over, got out of my car, suit and tie, and I said, Mrs. Egan, my name is David Pruse. I haven't seen you in 20 years. I'm going to shovel this out for you. It took 10 minutes and got the berm out.
Yeah.
It just happens, you know. And so, and when it does, the owner's going to call into Public Works. as they should.
All right. You were hard for comment or items today, so I thought.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Are you going to barbecue anything?
I'm going to have chicken wings and fried rice tonight.
Well,
Friday.
I must, you know, since we're talking food, what have you been lax on with me?
Oh, I just picked a head of cabbage up yesterday.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
They finally got a good-looking batch in there.
I will say on the air that you make the best kimchi I've ever had so far in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. You, Al. And your demographics do not think that that should happen. How's that for being politically correct?
No, it's rare that around I can make good kimchi.
That's not politically correct, but that's you. But you make fantastic kimchi.
All right.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Appreciate the phone call. You have a good weekend. So anyway, so we're going to start coming into the election season again. And you're going to start seeing now over the next few weeks, if not the next month, I would say, lieutenant governors being chosen. You know, when the first APOC statement comes out with the amount of money collected, there's going to be winners and there's going to be some you're going to say, why are you doing in this race? So everyone's going to have to, most of the contestants are going to be looking at, hey, I better get a lieutenant governor that can help me in this. You know, and if you're from Anchorage, you better get someone from Fairbanks or Southeast, you know, whatever it is. If you're from Fairbanks, like Click, you better get someone from Anchorage or that Matsu, that area down there. And, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of people from Anchorage, so they're going to start, you know, I'm sure Leslie Hajdukovic has been everyone's first phone call. Oh, poor girl. How many people has she said no to? Now, you know, I've had so many governor candidates not ask me to be lieutenant governor because I've basically said no carte blanche to everyone. But what happens with me is they want me to endorse them and have a fundraiser for them. And I tell them, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to endorse one person. I'm going to wait till see who's left, see who's here, you know, and do it that way. And don't want to interrupt any revenue that Perry Wally might bring into the radio station here by having the host of Problem Corner, the only live person on the radio during the week from Fairbanks, endorse a candidate. But, you know, my top four, not by choice per se, but by thinking they're going to be in the final four, are Dave Bronson, Click Bishop, Treg Taylor, and Adam Crum. And I'd start watching the lieutenant governor as Hearst campaign starts going up and going on, and she might move into that. She might knock one of them out. You never know. But anyway, it's a long road till August, that's for sure. Hey, that's our show today. You have a great weekend. Do something. Get outside. Enjoy it. It's Fairbanks. It's it's 30 above. My God. January. We have a reprieve. I will see you on Monday, and I'll tell you what steak I cooked. You have a great weekend.